Hey, good morning, Redskins fans, and Merry Christmas to one and all, as the Redskins have provided the best kind of Christmas present, Antoine Randle-El, that anybody could have possibly asked for, a sixth win in a row and a chance to win the NFC East Sunday night at FedEx Field against who?
The Dallas Cowgirls. Ah! Dallas Cowboys. Bring them in.
The cheap barbs have started already. On a serious note, again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that to you, your family. Thank you for being with us, as always, here on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, presented by Verizon. It is another victory Monday. It is Christmas Eve. We understand a lot of people are off shopping, milling about. You can always watch the show, and we highly encourage you to do so, not only live with us here on Redskins.com and CSNWashington.com, but anytime you want, 24/7 on demand at Redskins.com. And who wouldn't want to see Antoine Randle-El? You don't want to see me. You want to see Antoine Randle-El. He's like a Super Bowl champion and all that. But, boy, six wins in a row.
Yep.
Chance for a division, winning record 9-7, regardless of 9-6, but guaranteed of no worse than 9-7, I should say. A winning record on the road, and for all the marbles on Sunday night. Hard to ask for anything more, right?
I mean, after from where they started, it's hard to ask anything more, but they fought back and they play extremely well, so they've set themselves up pretty good.
Yeah, and here's the one thing, and I wanted to start with this before we get into yesterday's win, 27-20 over Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. And, maybe some people are going to say, well, the defense gave up a lot of yards. Well, they should have blown out Philadelphia. Philadelphia said, hey, listen, that was a good road win, okay?
Indeed.
It ain't always pretty. You've had a lot of good road wins that it wasn't pretty, right?
All that matters is to get that W.
Exactly.
That's what matters.
But let me start here, I guess, with the overall big picture. Regardless of what happened Sunday, the future is very different for this team, and I wanted to kind of tap into your expertise. The last time this team made the playoffs, we all know what happened at the end of that year, fueled by the tragedy of Sean Taylor and how you guys got hot at the right moment. But I think, regardless of what happened Sunday night, is it not a hugely different feeling? Like, it almost seemed like that team, I don't want to say backed in, because you earn what you earn,
right.
But it didn't seem like the future was this sparkling, bright, for lack of a better comparison, Christmas tree.
Very different.
Whereas
right.
This team and this organization, regardless of what happened Sunday night, the future is so bright.
It is bright, I think, but that goes back to hope that has been brought. I mean, you kind of look at what RG3 has done since he came into the league, and even the anticipation before he got here. So that's the biggest spark. I mean, don't get me wrong, the defense has stepped up in the second half of the season, played well, and also the wide receivers they've brought in have played well. The offensive line, everybody has mixed and matched and made sure they've come together to get it done. But the hope, comes from the quarterback position, and RG3 has come in and done extremely a great job. And I think because of that, that's the thing that, I guess, that burning star, that future, that brightness, because you have hope at that quarterback position, because that is the main position. If you have a person into that position that can come in and get it done on the offensive side, certainly you have a better chance to win some ball games.
That being said, it's not a one-position sport. And,
right, exactly.
And you know this. You win as a team. And,
right.
And I thought yesterday was another example of, I mean, special teams were big with Kai Forbath. Even Sav Rocca with some important punts.
Right.
I thought the punt after Santana Moss recovered that lateral fumble, which I'm still, I still saw a different angle than I guess they showed on Fox. Anyway, we can debate that later on. I thought that punt getting them out of that position on the field was huge in a 7-point
right.
game, one. Two, Mike's decision to try and get them offsides on 4th-and-1 late with about 4.5, 5 minutes left to go there. And Sav, even though statistically not a big punt, to punt the ball and have them down it on a fair catch at the 15, very important.
Right.
And then the defense, and of course the offense, the wide receivers continuing to be tremendous. It takes 53 and an entire coaching staff to win these games.
Excuse me, it does. I mean, and that's what we always talk about. You take special teams, you need defense, you need offense, and you need to come together. You need to come together quite often to win ball games. When you have it sporadic, it's not here, there, it's not here on this end. But when you have it, as they had after the bye, in terms of having offense and defense and special teams, everybody together, they've had it the second half after this bye, and because they've had it, they're brought you know, the team together, and they've been playing much better. I think the one thing we have to continue to give credit to the defense, but we also got to give credit. I mean, we said it already in terms of RG3, the way he's played, the way he's come back from injury, played the rest of that game under, you know, when he after hurt his knee. So it's just a you got somebody who's in that spot, and when you have somebody in that spot in the quarterback position, everything else can fall into place. And they did a good job bringing in different pieces, you know, to help them out on offense. And certainly Alfred Morris has stepped up big time in terms of running the football.
No, you mentioned Alfred Morris, 10th touchdown rushing, and right. It was kind of like a little, you know, blast from the past, if you will, with Trent Williams going from his left tackle spot over to right. The right and just laying out that guy in the right flat, kind of a little almost counter Trey-esque. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was quite that, but it was something similar to that. And Alfred setting all sorts of records. Robert, over 3,000. The linebackers generate another interception. London Fletcher with an interception for the first time in his brilliant career. Three games in a row and also now a career high. Barry Cofield, Ryan Kerrigan sets an individual career high. I know his career is only 2 years, but I mean, Kai Forbath setting the field goal record.
Yeah.
This team just keeps setting records and milestones. First time this team has had over four guys with 500-plus receiving yards in a year since 2000 when they had five 500-plus. They have a different guy leading in receiving in terms of catches, a different guy leading in terms of touchdowns, and a different guy leading in terms of receiving yards.
Right.
So it really is spread out, and they just – continue to rewrite history as we go along.
From the offensive standpoint, you look at the offensive standpoint, I mean, they're able to rewrite a little bit and have these different guys with catches and yards and that kind of thing because they really spread the ball out. RG3 has done a great job in terms of spreading the ball out and getting the ball to receivers. And we can't say enough about Alfred Morris, like we said a minute ago, but he's right now on pace. I mean, 104 yards will give him opportunity to tie or break Clinton Portis's record when he was a rookie in terms of rushing yards in a season. So this offense has come together and played well, but then you look at the defense. You got to give credit, again, to Jim Hazard, what he's done in the second half of the season. These guys have stepped up and played. You know, you talk about all the different players that went down, but they still have found a way to manufacture some pressure, if you will, getting to the quarterback and putting pressure on the quarterback and forcing these turnovers and making some big-time plays. You look at the interception that Fletcher had yesterday, or London Fletcher had yesterday. I mean, a tip pass, getting there, putting your hand up, mm-hmm. and then him holding on to the ball, getting the interception. So you got to give credit again to an all-around team, if you will, because special teams have stepped up, just like we talked about Kai Forbath.
All right, the Redskins win 27-20 in Philadelphia, again, setting up a win the division. And not you're out for the Redskins. We'll explain all the scenarios, right. But it is win and in for the Dallas Cowboys, or win or out, do or die for the Cowboys. We'll get into all of that as we come up Sunday night, 8:20 officially, probably about 8:30 will be the kickoff against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
This is Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon along with Antoine Randall-El. I'm Chris Russell. Happy holidays. Let's take a look at the highlights from yesterday's 27-20 win. Sixth win in a row for the Redskins.
Yep.
Again, that gets them their ninth win. If we could roll those highlights. Robert Griffin still clearly less than 100%. No
right.
Tyler Palumbis at right tackle. You see Big Mo Hurt taking some pregame reps there.
Yep, and you see Philly gets off to a good start in this first drive. You know, just a great pass over the top, getting it to complete some balls. But again, they still picked it up and played well down the stretch in terms of the defense. We know the defense gave up a total of 20 points. Seven of those was off of interception. But this is a big-time play right here. Being backed up and coming up and getting his first down, get to the sticks, and Leonard turns around, catch the ball, and RG3 does a great job of throwing it to the right side. Pressure. Continue to get pressure on the quarterback. We've been talking about forcing fumbles, and here's another turnover that's a big-time play. I'll make a miss and go score. That's what you want. Pick up that fumble, make a miss, and go score.
He says he was trying to score.
We talked about special teams. Kai Forbath coming in and knocking down field goals. Of course, the two early to get them started. Right there being down just one at that point. And this is, again, we talk about the overall team, offense and defense, special teams. We talked about this earlier, getting pressure. But, again, the tip pass, getting mm-hmm. your hands up in that passing lane and London holding on to that interception and getting another one. And, again, like you said, three straight. You know, first time in his career, some big-time plays. And then I like a play right here. You got to make a miss. Got to make a guy miss to get in the end zone, so we got to give Josh Morgan credit right there. And, again, the play calling was very different. Even at this play, if you could freeze it right there, look at the blocking. You talk about a hat on a hat in terms of getting the blocking, and then as we roll, continue to roll the film, you'll see the guys and the bodies that are going to be on the ground. On the ground. Big time blocks. And that's what you need.
I like that. Did you order that freeze frame?
I had to order that. I had to order that freeze frame. I wanted everybody to see that.
Antoine, delivering on Christmas Eve.
And then we're talking about making pinpoint accurate passes, right, if you will. I mean, putting that ball over the top. And then the savvy veteran, Santana Moss, keeping his feet down, getting 2 feet in the game again, getting pressure on the quarterback, really plastering behind him, and he really had nowhere to go with the ball. And again, we go back and we talked about a team game. You look at offense, you look at defense, and you look at special teams, and everybody stepped up and made some big-time plays to give them this a win. And this is what they talked about, you know, coming out of bye. How can they make this different? What can they do to change? And it came from everybody on every side playing extremely well.
Absolutely. As the Redskins win 27-20, again, their sixth consecutive win, they can clinch their first NFC East title since 1999. Of course, their first playoff berth since 2007. Again, you were part of that team. And, you know, again, very different feel. And I don't want to put that team and say, oh, you know, that didn't matter. But the feeling is very, even if they lose, and again, we don't want to talk about them losing, but they could still make the playoffs. As a matter of fact, before even kickoff gets underway on Sunday night, they could be
already in
if Chicago and Minnesota loses. Right. Minnesota hosting Green Bay, rather, at 4:25. So that game should be over around 7:30-ish, somewhere in that range. Chicago is at Detroit. That's a 1 o'clock game. So those games are staggered. So the Redskins, again, could be already in. The Dallas Cowboys have to win or they're out.
Right.
So the Redskins could back in via loss or could already have their playoff seeding set. We're going to get to all your questions, comments, tweets, and all of that at Redskins, hashtag at Redskins Talk. We're also going to go inside the locker room with a number of different guys coming up. Joshua Morgan, head coach Mike Shanahan, of course, Robert Griffin III. And you mentioned Joshua Morgan eluding the tackle, scoring another touchdown, his third in the last 4 games. That's all coming up next. Monday morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Bob. Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
This is perfect.
Packers are gonna be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aww. Yes! I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the Geico app today.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. Along with Antoine Randall-El, I'm Chris Russell. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. The Redskins have won 6 in a row, 27-20 yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, and now set up a showdown for first place in the NFC East.
Showdown with the boys.
With the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night on NBC primetime, FedEx Field will be rocking.
And it is Sunday night. We got to continue to stress that to people.
Absolutely.
The Flex game, it has been changed. So.
Indeed, it has. And this is what happens when you have an exciting team and a winning team.
Yep.
And expect probably about 8,000 primetime games coming up over the next 5 years.
Yes,
because the Redskins are going to be the marquee team, big market, large fan base, superstar quarterback. The Redskins are going to be in prime time as much as humanly possible. The NFL is going to assure yourself of that.
They want to make sure they get RG3 on the prime time games, and that's just part of it. I mean, you want that though. I mean, you want this good obviously for the team and certainly for the organization and for the Redskins fans. So.
Let's get into some of the things that transpired yesterday. We open up. Philly wins a toss. They elect to receive. They go right down the field. It's not looking good. They convert twice on fourth down. One on a little play action boot. Curl back to the left side to Brent Celek for about 6 yards on a fourth and two. The other one, fourth and one, Foles sees a bunch up of the defense and, quite honestly, the offensive tight formation, and he basically hits the pile and just spins and rolls and converts on a fourth down. And then I think one play later, Jeremy Maclin blows past D.J. Johnson, who was also guilty of the 69-yard touchdown in Cleveland with Travis Benjamin, and that cost him playing time later in this game because, for the most part, he was almost universally replaced by Richard Crawford, especially in the nickel package. But it wasn't a good start, 7-0, but then the Redskins were able to, as we showed, start generating some turnovers, generating that pass rush pressure. Mm-hmm. Ryan Kerrigan with the sack, the forced fumble, Crawford picking it up, converting that into points, which they had done so well. And then they got the offense going. And Josh Morgan, we talked about him going to the break, and we'll hear from him in a second, with the touchdown. He had the touchdown catch against Baltimore. Of course, he had the fumble recovery touchdown against the Giants on Monday night. But this is a guy who leads the Redskins in receptions. As a former wide receiver yourself, we know how tough he is. What does he do so good in terms of getting open that allows him to constantly be a guy that can hurt you in a lot of different ways?
Well, first of all, I mean, let's break it down a little bit. He has speed to get up the field. And even the way he runs his routes, I mean, he's one of the guys that comes in the game, you know, they look him up and they got to focus on him because he can get down the field and make some big-time plays. Now, we haven't seen him make a lot of deep catches in terms of, you know, over 25 or 30 yards, but we've seen him catching in the 15-yard mark area or the medium area, you would say, and get up the field and make some big-time plays. It just comes down to being able to run routes and catch the ball. He's caught the ball extremely well. And he has also held on to the ball, not having any turnovers in terms of fumble in that regard. But he's made some big-time plays. And now, when it comes to that, as a wide receiver, you want to be able to run routes, be able to run them crisp, but be able to run them fast. And I think in the NFL, you have to have the speed, and he certainly shows that, you know, on his route running. But, again, being able to take care of the ball after you have already caught it.
He's also got great hands, and he's a tough you-know-what.
Exactly.
I mean,
he's tough as nails.
You do not want to meet that guy in the open field. And he did break the tackle, as you showed us, during the highlight package on the little swing lateral, if you will. It wasn't a lateral. It was just a little
bubble screen.
Swing, bubble screen, whatever you want to call it. They got the ball out of Robert's hands. And, see, that's what I thought the game plan would be going in. Do some of the pistol zone read, and that wasn't even pistol. I think they were in true shotgun, or maybe they were even
true shotgun.
Center,
Josh Morgan came in motion. Yep.
Right, exactly. The motion draft. And they were able to get the ball out of Robert's hands, and they were able to do pistol zone read at times. They worked him under center. They worked him from true shotgun, which they keep mixing up and diversifying this offense without really exposing Robert Griffin to a lot of not only hits in the pocket, but also where he has to read the defensive end crashing down and then therefore pull it out. So they designed the offense to, again, have it be an effective decoy without it necessarily being a big staple part of the offense like it usually
is. Right. So, I mean, we give credit, obviously, to Coach Shanahan and well, both of them. I mean, Cal. So I think the thing is you're going to a game plan. You know your main guy in terms of Robert Griffin III is injured, and he's coming off this injury, so you got to be able to play it smart. And they got everybody else involved. Obviously, the running game has always been there. They did a little bit of the pistol, and you see Most of the time he gave the ball, didn't hold on to the ball. Mm-hmm. He had one run, I think, for 4 yards. So they made sure they limited in terms of giving him the ball, which was smart. Let him get rest up. Let him make it to Dallas. If he have to run against Dallas, hey, he'll have to run to them. But they did a very good job in terms of getting the wide receivers involved, doing bubble screens or what have you. And, again, that's what you have to do when you have a guy like RG3 who's certainly capable of beating you on the run, but you want to rest him as much as you can coming off that injury.
A lot of reverse action as right. well, which we see as a normal part of this Redskins offense, some including Joshua Morgan. And as mm-hmm. you mentioned, Josh Morgan coming in motion on the 11-yard touchdown, little bubble screen to the right of Robert Griffin, then breaking the tackle. And why don't we go inside the locker room yesterday in Philadelphia, where Josh Morgan joined Larry and Sonny after the game.
Josh, got a good feel good for you in the end zone. This team wins another tight ball game. Confidence keeps growing. There's one game left in the season now.
Yeah, man. Like we've been doing all year, we've just been trying to focus on one game at a time. And all that's got tunnel vision right now. We already focused on the next game already. We celebrated as a team, said our prayer, and now we already went into the last game.
Love that run.
Appreciate it, man. The receivers did a great job blocking, man. We've been playing great for each other and just feeding off each other.
You just seem to run with a ferocity that we have not seen in a long time. Very physical guy, and every time you got it, looks like you might be able to take it.
Yeah, most definitely. I've just been playing with a chip on my shoulder. Like I said, we all got tunnel vision, and when you got tunnel vision and everybody doubting you, everybody on your back against the wall, you just come out fighting every time.
So you got one game against the Cowboys. Give us an early look at this ball game. A lot on the line a week from tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be epic. You know, the Cowboys. I mean, of course, that's our rival, and it's always going to be a close game, a good game. So, like I said, it's just going to be a dogfight, the rumble in the jungle.
You're looking good, brother. Congratulations, Josh Morgan in the winning locker room. Appreciate.
All right, Josh Morgan calls it a rumble in the jungle right. on Sunday night at FedEx Field against the Dallas Cowboys again for the NFC East title. And Josh Morgan, who leads the Redskins again in receptions, part of that group that now has four receivers over the 500-yard mark. Pierre Garçon with another very productive day.
Right, made some big-time plays.
That throw, first series of the second half to Garçon, I think a 29-yard, I mean, whew, man.
It was a good route, too.
He went in,
standing up, looked inside, mm-hmm. the safety bit on, he came back out, and Robert made a good throw.
Yeah, Mike Shanahan brought Josh Morgan and Pierre Garçon here, and for all the talk about Robert and then, of course, Kirk and Alfred Morris, don't underestimate what these receivers have done, not only in the pass-catching right. game, but also, of course, the blocking game. You cannot run the football, and you cannot run a lot of bubble screens and a lot of lateral stuff, east-west stuff, I guess, without good blocking wide receivers. And Mike Shanahan made that a priority, as he did with yards after the catch. And again, we see it all the time mm-hmm. with Garçon. We saw it with, again, Josh Morgan on his touchdown. Why don't we hear from the head coach yesterday in Philadelphia, who's won six in a row and is playing for the NFC East title.
Six in a row, a hard-fought win in Philly. It's never easy to win here, and you did it. What were some of the keys to that victory, Coach?
Well, number one, our players were determined to find a way to win. You could kind of feel it through the week. I thought we were going to play an excellent game. And they stepped up and played very hard. I know they wanted to win that football game. You could feel it on the sideline and some great competition. Very happy to sneak away with a win.
Defense was good in the first half, getting the two turnovers. That really helped. It's nice to operate on a short field.
Yeah. And they did a good job, too. They kind of controlled the tempo of the game. They had 25 first downs, but we had some, you know, we had some turnovers. We had some sacks, and, you know, the key was always get more points than they do. But those games are always going to be hard fought. You know, it's never easy, especially in the National Football League. And some games you're going to play great, other games you're going to play so-so, but you got to find a way to win. We lost a lot of games early the same way, and that's why we started out 3-6.
How do you think Robert did with the brace and everything? He only ran twice.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. You know, he tried not to put too much pressure on him. We did a little bit with their quarterback keeps, you know, just to keep that defensive line from pounding on him too much. And I thought he did an excellent job handling himself.
Coach, one game to go in the regular season. It's against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the stage is set, and I'm sure you're raring to go back to work.
Well, this is what you've been working for. You know, we, as I told our guys, you know, to make all this stuff, you know, make it work out, the six wins, you got to take advantage of this opportunity at our stadium, and our guys will be ready.
City's ready already. We'll see you this week. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Larry. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, son.
You know, one thing to keep in mind, with this being Christmas week, and yes, the players have today off with the exception of those coming in for treatment and their normal Tuesday off, which is Christmas Day, these coaches have to work. These coaches have to put in the game plan for the Dallas Cowboys. They will be here not only all day today, but they will be here after some time with their family tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, late into the night, and probably, who knows, even sleep here Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So, you know, make sure you give a little extra credit, if you will, in your mind and in your heart to this coaching staff who has obviously put together. Right. You just can't say enough about this coaching staff.
I mean, they've done extremely well. I mean, we always talk about from the bye and how they're doing so far. They've just really turned it on in terms of game planning. We were on them a little bit about what they're doing on third down. They changed that up, you know, began to work on that. So they've been doing pretty good in terms of the coaching from a coaching perspective. And they will be here at Christmas. That's part of it. It's part of it for the coaches. Let the players go home and
spoken like a true
players go ahead and go home and have a good Christmas, and then you know, come in to the game plan that the coaches had to sit up and get done. So Merry Christmas to the coaches.
He's like, as long as I don't have to do it, I don't care who's here. All right, your tweets, comments, and questions at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. Coming up, plus the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, straight on the way.
Hey, are you hibernating, Ticket Oak?
I'm not a bear, Ben.
Well, I got this Ticket Oak on the stupid internet, and there's no tickets for Sunday's game.
Ben, that's a turnip. Besides, you already have tickets coming out of your ear hole.
You.
Benjamin.
Not everyone has a Ticket Oak.
Go to bed, champ.
But everyone can use StubHub. StubHub, where do you want to sit?
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
I mean,
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
Bob? Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters. Copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor Yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.